USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Saudi Arabian court has sentenced five people to death in connection with the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed at the Saudi consulate in Turkey in April of last year. Alan Johnston is a Middle East analyst speaking here on the BBC.
Five people have been handed down. Another three have been jailed for a total of 24 years. The prosecutor also saying that Saud al-Qahtani, a very senior aide to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, having been examined but not charged and will not face any penalty at all.
It's not snow that will be affecting holiday travelers this week, but heavy rain. Today it will hammer the Gulf Coast, Southeast, and the West Coast as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Police in Virginia say they've counted at least 51 people with injuries after a 63-vehicle chain reaction interstate crash. They say ice and heavy fog are partially to blame for the pileup. No one was killed in the crashes that were on both sides of the highway. In the south, meteorologist Tom Sater says a storm system that moved out of the Gulf is dumping tons of rain and putting millions under flood watches and warnings.
This is a cold, raw rainfall from Baton Rouge to Nashville to Charlotte. Some flight delays are possible, even severe weather on the southern end. Rain should end by tomorrow. We can say goodbye to this system, but the flood watches are in effect.
Police in Chicago say a fight at a house party that was supposed to be a tribute for a man that was killed in gun violence erupted in more gunfire. At least 13 people were wounded. Four of them are reported in critical condition. Two people are being questioned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new number one at the box office, and USA Radio's Wendy King has all the films and the numbers from the weekend.
Your journey. Yes, it's in.
Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, is the new number one, bringing in a total of $175 million in receipts. Dropping down to number two, Jumanji The Next Level, taking in $26 million. Number three, Frozen 2, still on the charts with 12 million. Cats is dropped down to number 4 with 6.5 million. At number 5, Daniel Craig stars in Knives Out, bringing in 6.1 million. Number 6, the movie about Fox News called Bombshell, bringing in 5.1 million. Number 7, the new Clint Eastwood movie, Richard Jewell, bringing in 2.6 million. Queen and Slim is at number 8 with 1.9 million. Black Christmas is number 9 with 1.8 million. And tying it, Ford versus Ferrari at number 10, also bringing in 1.8 million.
And Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is receiving an endorsement from actor Kevin Costner. The actor introducing the South Bend, Indiana mayor yesterday at a rally at an Iowa high school. And remember, we can be found online as well as on the radio. Check out usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.